We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Tzadik Amud Aleph. Itma we learned, Sfina, a boat. Rav Amutal Talta V'kulu, you're allowed to carry in the entire boat. Even if it's bigger than Beis HaSayim, you're allowed to carry in the whole boat, because Rav assumes that the walls of a boat are called Hukka V'dira. Since you sleep in the boat and you eat in the boat, so it's called Hukka V'dira. V'shmuel Amma Ema Talta V'alav V'dala, you only can carry in the Sfina Dalad Amas, but not more than 4 Amas. The Gemara explains, Rav Amutal Talta V'kulu, you let him talta on the whole Sfina, the Ikka Mechitzta, because you have Mechitzas and it's Hukka V'dira. You only can carry 4 amos, and that's it, in this boat. Why? The mechitzas are made primarily to stop the water from getting into the boat, but not to make it easier to have dira in there. It's not for privacy of your dira. It's really primarily to stop the water from getting in, and therefore small holes, it's not called hookah for dira. Omalei Rav Chia bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Rav Chia bar Yosef asked Shmuel, Hilchas HaKavaseich is a halacha like you, a Hilchas HaKarav, a halacha is like Rav. Omalei Shmuel answered, a Hilchas HaKarav, the halacha is like Rav. And the way Tosfos learns on Daf Mem Gimel Manav, Dira Maskol Ki Pligit, and the Tosfos, that what he means to say is, he's Chayzer, he was Chayzer and holds like Rav. He was Chayzer, and that's why he says, a halacha is Karav. So upon him, Rav holds that a Svina is Hukka V'dira, and according to Shmuel, it's not Hukka V'dira, but Shmuel is Chayzer and holds also Hukka V'dira. Even Rav holds that you're allowed to carry in a boat because the walls of a boat, the hook of a dira, still, Umayda Rav, Shem Kafa Apia, if you took the boat and you turned it over on its head, and now the mechitzas are the opposite way, Sheim Metaltan Bo, which means you're not Metaltan on top of it, Ela Ba'arba Amas, only 4 Amas. So Gemara asks, I don't understand, Kafa Lamai, why did you turn it over? Ilim Lodu Tachta, if you turned it over to make it into a houseboat, you want to live in the boat. So then what's the problem? Aish nova gag yechidi. According to Rav, Rav holds a gag, even though it has no wall, it's called hook of a dira. Why? Because you say good asik, and the walls on the bottom, since it was made ladira, it works on top also. So what's the pshat? Why Rav is moide, you can't carry on top, a charach hook of a dira. Ella, my answer, shakafala zoivsa. You turned it over in order to do construction here, and to do repairs on the boat, and you want to put a pitch on it, to make it waterproof. So you're not turning it over, not for dira on top, not for dira on the bottom, and therefore it's like a omad ba'amal, like Rashi says, that you say good asik, but it's not hook of a dira, it's more than base of sayim, therefore it has a din of a karmelis. It's not hook of a dira on top, because you turned it over just to do repairs. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Rav Ashi masnal asvina. That we had before, that Rav Chia bar Yosef said over a story where Shmuel said halacha is like Rav, he was chayzer, so Rav Ashi says it, that memra on the Svina. Rav Acha Rei de Rava, Mastila, he learns that Shaila of Hilchas Kavaseich Onat is going on Achsadra. It's going on a different machlaikas, a machlaikas of Achsadra. The Itma we learned, Achsadra of Bika. If you have Achsadra of Bika, and the unique part that it's in the Bika, why the Achsadra, which means this little gazebo, was in the Bika, was there was no walls. Bika is a place where it's open plateau. It would be in a city, you always have walls of a house near you or walls of a chatzar. But this was in a bika. It had no walls. The shaila is, do you say pi tikkur yoyer v'seisim, which means this has a roof? Do you say the beams of that holding up the roof, do they come down and make a mechitza not? Rabba omutot talta v'kuli, let him talta nechsadr, why? Can you say pi tikkur yoyer v'seisim even if you don't have walls? Mashayink and Shmuel holds that the only time you say pi tikkur yoyer v'seisim is only if you have walls. You have to have walls, unless you have 2 walls. And for the next 2 walls, you can use Pitikra. Rav Amatat Vakula. So Rav Amatat Vakula, Shmuel Amatat Vakula, only could carry 4 Amas, that's it. Rav Amatat Mutatat Vakula, why I'm reading Pitikra every season. You say Pitikra even though you don't have walls. Which means Pitikra means the beam comes down and it's sized in the side. But Shmuel Amatat Vakula, Arba. You only Matatal 4 Amas. And that's it. You can't do more than that. Lo yamir pitikra v'seisim. You don't say pitikra yared v'seisim. You don't say more than that. That you don't say, and because you need 2 walls. And on that, the Gemara said halacha hilchas karav. That Shmuel was moida halacha karav. So the Gemara vayta. Remember, we have machlokes Ramea and the Rabbanon. Ramea and the Mishnah holds mutl taltam legag legag. Why? Because the gag doesn't have their own diurim, so it's not called Reuven's gag and Shimon's gag. They consider the same thing. Therefore, if you're a mayor, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, hold you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Why not? Because it's considered 2 different reshuyos. One's Reuven's gag and one is Shimon's gag. And we have another machlokes Rav and the Rabbanon, Rav and the Shmuel. Rav hold in the all going. The Rav and Shmuel machlokes in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that you're not allowed to carry from Gag to Gag, and you had a bunch of Gag next to each other. According to Rav, you can't carry on even your Gag because it's open to other Gag. According to Shmuel, you look at a good asik in between and make some mechitz in between, and therefore you could carry in your own Gag upon him as much as you want. That's two machlekes. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and machlekes Ramea and the Rabbanon. So Gemara clarifies like this: for Rav Aliba de Ramea, Rav according to Ramea. Now, there was another machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, even in Rameir, where you're allowed to carry from Gag to Gag, the question was, more than Beis Hasayim, is it Huk of Adir or not? According to Rav, it's called Huk of Adir. According to Shmuel, no. So, Mark clarifies like this: for Rav Aliba de Rameir, Lotaltum Gag Lachotzer. Rav, according to Rameir, because Rav holds, according to Rameir, since you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, you're allowed to carry in all the roofs as much as you want, even if it's bigger than Beis Hasayim, because it doesn't have dinner of a caramelist. So the question is, if you're a Rav, if it doesn't have a dinner of caramelist, has a dinner of Shesh Yochid, so why can't you carry from a Gag to a Chatzah? The Gemara says later on, Rameya says, Gagim Shesh Latzman, Chatzah is Shesh Latzman. So why can't you carry from a Gag to a Chatzah that's not a caramelist, and they're both from Shesh Yochid, so why can't you carry from a Gag to a Chatzah? According to the Rabbanon, we're not going to ask the Shiloh that if you're Rav, Shesh Latzman, Yitra Chatzah, because the Rabbanon is talking aloud to him. But only if you're a mayor, you're not allowed, why not? The chayra, it's not a karmelist. And if you're Shmuel, you can't ask the question, because if you're Shmuel, it's a karmelist. One of Beis is a karmelist. So, therefore, you're not going to ask me the question that how can you carry, because my says bigger than Beis Hasayim, therefore, that's when it says you can't carry from a Gag to Chatz, it means when it's bigger than Beis Hasayim. That will be the case. If you're Shmuel, that's why if you're Shmuel, it won't be Shver. So, Zok the Gemara. So Mora has a kasha. Rav Libra Meir, even if it's bigger than Beis Hasayim, has the Mishish Yochel, the Talta Megag L'Chatzah, why don't you carry Megag L'Chatzah? So Mora answers, Gzeira Mishul Mitzvah Rav Dimi. The reason is, Rav says, and that could be Pshat once Mora answers, for everyone, that Fira Meir, Alach is, you can't carry from something that's 10 Amos above the other, 10 Tvach above the other one, even two roofs. So a Gag is usually, generally, 10 Tvach above a Chatzah, therefore, Alta Vitzvah Rav Dimi, that's Gzeira Mishul Tel Vishish Rav, you're not like carry from one Gag to another Gag if it's 10 Tfachim separated, because it's a Gzeira Otuwe, post in the Rosh Rabbim, a mountain in the Rosh Rabbim, that's 10 Tfachim high. So therefore it's a Gzeira, and therefore you can't carry from Gag to Chatzah. Gzeira Otu, Tel Rosh Rabbim, like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says. Gemara's another question. V'Shmuel, Aliba de Rabbanon, V'Shmuel according to Rabbanon, that even a Gag Yechidi, even if it's a single Gag, if it's more than Beis Hasayim, we said, that even though you have good Asik, it's not a Huk of Adira, and it's a Karmelis. So why can't you carry from there to a Karmelis? The Gemara says later on, Fidrich HaChom, you can't carry from a Gag to a Karmelis. Why not? They're both like from a Gag to a Karfif, you can't carry. Gemara says later on, Fidrich HaChom, you can't carry from a Gag to a Karfif. Why not? They're both a Karmelis. So, Lefi Rameyer, it's not a question because it's a shy, there's a tail, there's a tail anyway from a Gag to a Karfif. But according to the Rabbanon, that's the question. Why do you even carry from a Gag to a Karfif? And it's only a question on Shmuel, because according to Rav, the Gag has different Shesh Yochid, even more than Beis Hasayim, because it's Huk of Adir. So the question is Dafka, according to Shmuel, according to the Rabbanon. Shmuel the Rabbanon, Taltam a Gag to a Karfif, because since we said a roof that's more than Beis Hasayim is not Huk of Adir, it's considered a Karmelis. So why don't you carry from there to a Karfif? Just be able to carry from there to a Karfif. Amar Rav Aba Ulo, the reason why you can't, Gzeira Shem Yifchas a Gag. There's a Gzeira, maybe the Gag will get smaller than Beis Hasayim. They'll do some construction and make the Gag smaller, and it'll come out, he's carrying from Shesh Yochid to a Karfif. If you always allow from a Gag to a Karfif, that's more Beis Hasayim, there's a Chashash, maybe it'll get smaller. Break the Gemara, if there's a Chashash like that, the Yochid, the Karfif normally Taltal. Every Karfif should be also to another Karfif, because every car should be also another karfif because it might get smaller. Dilma mifchas, vasil tuta tuli hasam. Maybe it's to get smaller and it come to carry from a Rosh Hashayachid, because if it's smaller than Beis Hasayim, it's called Rosh Hashayachid, and you carry it to another karfif, which is more than Beis Hasayim. So why are you worried there? There you're allowed to do that. Why daf from a Gag are you worried to get smaller? And by a karfif to a karfif, you're not worried to get smaller. So Gemara answers, im mifchas, when by a karfif, since it has a fence around it, if you make it smaller, minkele milsa, it's recognizable. Hacha by a roof, imifches le minkele milsa. By a roof, Rashi says, kim leka mechitzes ala gag. There's no mechitzes on the roof, le minkele milsa. It's not so recognizable if it gets smaller. Le mechzik apachas b'sayim. It doesn't look like less than b'sayim. The davash ein le mechitzes lo salak le umdre shaper. If it has no mechitzes, you can't tell easily. And therefore, you think it's one of Beis Hasayim, you think you'll be able to carry from there to another karmelis. And therefore, we said, you can't carry from a gag to a karfif, because it's a gzeira that you might, there's a gzera to that, and therefore you can't do it. Let's see one more Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda. Kishtim Tzalayimah, when you ma'ayin in the three sheetas in our Mishnah, it comes out like this. L'divri Rameir, Gagim Rishus La'atzman, which means Gagim are only can be carried to other Gagim, but you're allowed to carry from one Gag to another Gag because they are all one Rishus. And Chatzer Rishus La'atzman, Chatzer is to go from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. The reason why you can't go from a Gag to a Chatzer is because the Gzera Mishum Tail. And then Karfifa is just the last one. All Karfifas are the same. You carry from one Karfif to another Karfif, but you can't carry from a Gag or a Chatzah to a Karfif. Why not? Because they're different functions. They serve as different functions. Gag and Chaser is a more diridic, a more living space, and Karfifa is a more storage space. That's our Meyeshit. Diri Chachamim, Gagas and Chaser is just Achas. Gag and Chaser is allowed to be carried one to another as long as they are they're the same resource. You carry from one Gag to a Chatzah. You can't carry from one gag to another gag because they're different owners. It's considered two different owners, that we said. But a chatzer to a chatzer, even different owners, is mutter. And a gag to a chatzer is also mutter. Even though a gag is the owner of shush and a chatzer is chatzer of shutvis, it's not a problem since it's not something you use a lot, the gag. So it's the same thing like a chatzer. You're allowed to carry from a gag to a chatzer. It's not like gag to gag, which you both get an identity of a house. Here, you could bring from a gag to a chatzer. It's not a problem, according to Rabban. It's chum and gag because it's just achas. Kafir is just achas. They can't carry from a gag and chas to kafir because of different functions. The Rav Shimon kulon rishus achasim. According to Rav Shimon, they all consider one rishus. You're allowed to carry from a gag to a chas to a kafir. If they're all, since they're not diradik, they're not living spaces, you're allowed to carry from one to another and to the other one, no problem. Even different owners, you're allowed to carry from a gag to a chas to a kafir, from a kafir to a chas to a gag. Kulon rishus achasim. That's Rav Shimon's chiddush. We actually passed like Rav Shimon, and the whole issue is only from a chas to a house, or from a kafir to a house, or from a gag to a house. But, or from a house to a house, but from chatzah to chatzah, chatzah to karfif, that's all mutter according to Rav Shimon.